charge Jinergy! Put in your booby rocks. Live your best life. Keep doing you. Drumstick. I lost one of them, and now it's found. It kind of looks like a Bob Barker microphone.
It definitely does.
Or maybe some...
That's what I was thinking. It looks like some kind of antennae.
I look like the Bumblebee girl from... what's that video?
No Rain. Blind Melon.
Yes, thank you. That's why I keep you with my co-host and my music know-it-all brother, Jeff Jones.
Jen, thanks for having me back. It's good to be back.
Oh, man. Look at this wig matches the background. It's like it's a green screen, but it's all pink over here.
I see that.
Yeah, I didn't mean that.
No, maybe I should have went with pink today. You could have went with the blue.
Yeah, it happens. It's all right.
Too late, though. I already color coordinated my shirt.
Yeah. I know, we both showed up in black. We got a Johnny Cash episode here today.
Now you can't tell. Mine's all navy blue and light blue.
Oh, is it? No, yeah, I cannot tell.
It doesn't look like it. No. Doesn't look like it in here, but it is.
No.
It is. Excellent.
Cool. So we're going to go through and talk about fun things for the week. And then we're going to just riff. Riff and raff. And laugh, and then it's gonna be a good time. So thanks for hanging in here with us. We appreciate you.
Thanks for showing up.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just have to show up for yourself. You know what I mean?
I hear you there.
Yeah,
I was talking to the listeners, but you too, Jen. Thanks for showing up. In other words, this would be a lot weirder.
That would be. Yeah, if we didn't have any listeners or viewers or seers or doers,
it'd be weirder if you didn't show up.
Oh, that would be weird. That would just be like a So Much Jenergy episode where my audio is just all cut out, but you're just answering your own questions and being like, well, Jen, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so Jeff Jones and I were in a Zoom meeting the past few days. We were in a meeting together.
Jen, are you talking about when I dropped the ball? Is that what this is about? Look, Jen,
I don't even think you had the right ball.
All right. Let me quick backstory. What happened was we had gotten booked on a show. Okay. I looked up said show.
Yes.
I listened to 4 or 5 episodes of that show and I really enjoyed it to the point where I was going to call the people after we were on the show. I was hoping to go back on as a certain type of guest that they have on there.
Mm-hmm.
A storyteller guest, somebody who comes on and tells a story about something that has happened to them, like real stories, not just like some fable.
Yeah.
And so I was looking forward to that. Fast forward, we get on the show and then it was a totally different show with a very similar name. I had researched the wrong show, listened to about 5 episodes of the wrong podcast, and had no idea the whole time we were on the show why this was not the show that I remember seeing. And I felt like I really dropped the ball as a producer there, Jen. I even forwarded it to you, got y'all hyped, told you about it, told you what the show was like.
Then we get on the show and we discovered that when you're in a Zoom call, there is no way to make direct eye contact with somebody.
No, there is not.
If we were on FaceTime or just you and I, but there was 3 of us here and that we were like, you can't be like,
Jen, can you see me doing this, Jen?
Yeah. So in the middle of the interview, I ask a question and I see Jeff Jones' head shaking back and forth like, no.
I was trying to tell you, Jen, this is not that show. This was a different show.
He was mentally telling me this is a different show where I misinterpreted because I'm not a mind reader. And I thought he was past his bedtime and he didn't want me to keep talking. That's what I thought. So we learned from that experience, one, Jeff Jones fired. Just kidding. Because that's okay. You found another show that you liked, and you should probably be a storyteller on that show. And
I am still messaging those people.
Yes, you should. And it gave us a new experience, and we found out that we were close. Okay, and we are not mind readers. Okay, no. Even though everybody was trying to keep up with us because we were Joneses. Right. Well, I was. You are.
Jen, speaking of eye contact, that reminds me of a situation I had this weekend. Not really a situation, but an encounter.
Okay.
Yeah, the wife and I were walking on a sidewalk. We were out and about this weekend doing some people watching. Great people watching this weekend.
Okay.
It was nice weather, and just I don't know, the people watching was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Besides that. We're walking down the sidewalk and there's a couple coming towards us. They were probably about 15, 20 feet in front of us, but coming straight at us.
Okay.
And we both overheard this guy, the wife in the situation, yell at the guy. I'm not even going to say, tell him. She yelled at him and said, why are you always trying to hold my hand? Like in Meyer, why don't you just walk behind me? Okay. And she was yelling that at him. All he was trying to do was hold her hand on the sidewalk and she was not having it. Why was he trying to hold her hand? Why can't he just walk behind her?
Oh,
okay.
Stay in my seat.
I hear that. Right. I went to look over to my side just to make that eye contact with my wife. Like, you hearing this?
Yeah.
And as I turned my head, the guy looked dead on at me and we all had masks on because we were still outside.
Yeah.
And I could see his mask and his eyes looking at me and just the sorrow and the sadness in this guy's eyes.
Oh,
and I turned. And as I caught a glimpse of him and I looked at my wife, I started laughing because I just realized, oh, this poor sap. And as we passed him, she's like, why are you laughing? I go, that guy just totally made guy contact with me. I called it guy contact because I think guy to guy. It was eye contact, but even he was like, oh man.
Aww, you know, did you just hear me get yelled at?
Yeah, that's what that was. Was that like,
that's terrible.
He looked like a beaten puppy. He looked like a sad beaten puppy.
That's
and like
terrible.
I just seen him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say he went up and grabbed his hand.
No, I should have. I should have just touched it on my way by and been like and just gave it a quick squeeze
been
real
like,
quick. In this time of COVID, some people wouldn't enjoy that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, not only that, but while we were people watching, too, this was great. I seen a guy cross the street with a cape on. Okay, now this guy wasn't a superhero cape, and it did not go with his outfit, but it was windy, and it was spot-on cape weather.
Whoa.
I mean, I don't even own a cape like that. I have capes, but not like one that I would wear out of the house, like... This guy's cape, it was almost like Gina Bell's dress. This was very, I'd say an empowering cape, but it didn't even go with his outfit. He wasn't strutting around with it. He just was walking with a cape on.
Just a normal dude
awesome.
With a cape.
Yep. And it didn't go with his outfit. And it was badass.
Was it like blowing around and hitting people?
No, there was nobody around him.
Oh,
he was
okay.
Crossing at a crosswalk. But it was definitely, and even blown, I looked at the wife and I go, look at that dude's cape. I go, that's badass.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is cape weather. Like, and it was cape weather.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was cape weather, but it was sweet. That's really, I think I'm going to end up having to get a cape. I'm afraid that I don't want to go with the superhero route and look like some kind of knob out there walking around like some,
right.
You know, well-dressed superhero.
Yeah. Some rockabilly. You need like a rockabilly cape.
Yeah. I will say this, while we were hanging out on a bench, though, people watching again, back to the people watching, that was a big part of my weekend this weekend. It just was great people watching. We were sitting there, and across the street from us was a tea place, like a coffee shop, but it was just more tea.
Okay.
Okay. There was a lady in a teal dress pushing a gentleman in a wheelchair the orange, the wheelchair was like green with like these orange, bright orange saddlebags. I'm only mentioning that because that'll come back into play in a second.
Okay.
But this lady in a teal dress pushes this man with a ponytail, and this guy had a long ponytail. Do you remember the host of WKRP in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
He looked like that guy with a real long ponytail. Okay.
Okay. This What's lady his name? Johnny the, something?
I think so. Didn't want to say that. I couldn't remember his name. Yeah. But this lady pushes the gentleman into the tea shop. Okay. We're sitting there. Maybe 10 minutes goes by.
Okay.
That same lady comes out of the tea shop, the lady in the teal dress, pushing the green and yellow wheelchair or green and orange wheelchair with a different lady in it.
What? What?
I don't know.
Is it just like Uber, but a wheelchair Uber?
I don't know. And what we couldn't figure out what happened to the guy that was in the wheelchair that she pushed in there. And what was this lady doing that before she was in that wheelchair? We couldn't figure it out. We had no idea.
She just left and never came back?
Well, she pushed the guy, she pushed the gentleman with the ponytail into the tea shop.
Right. But I mean, she just left with the lady?
In the wheelchair.
Yeah.
A different lady was in, yeah.
Right.
Went right down the sidewalk.
But I mean, she never came back for the guy?
No.
Oh.
No.
Did you ever go in there to see if the guy was in there?
No, I regret it now in hindsight. I really regret it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we were sitting at a restaurant across the street from the tea place.
Oh, gotcha.
That's why. And then by the time we left there, I'm not sure what happened, but neither of us could put our finger on what happened to the first guy that was in the wheelchair.
Right.
And where did this second lady come from? What was she doing? Not in a wheelchair, but she's in one now.
What if it's called like Wheelbur and it's Uber for on wheels or something?
I don't know. I thought that was so weird.
Well, it was in a city that you could, like legal marijuana, right?
Oh, yeah. Ann Arbor.
Yeah. So, like, wheels, I don't know.
Wheels on deals. Deals on wheels.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I don't even know.
Rolling deep? I don't even know.
I don't know. I'm not sure what happened to the lady.
Yeah. Oh, man. Interesting. Well, I mean, maybe there's, I don't know. Was it maybe, I'm not sure.
I have no idea there.
Dang, that's super interesting. I was driving a while back, and this made me think of like just different things that you see on the road. And I got behind this. It said a blind man is driving this van. And I thought, how does this work? Like, does he have like a white cane slapping all over? Just like slapping the curbs?
Just like out in front of his car, just like flapping around. I'm surprised you weren't like, good for him. Way to go.
I was. And then I got I was like, I'm all for equal opportunity, right?
Ah, good
and
for that
so
guy.
Then I get out to the side because I'm like, how does this work? Like, how does this work? And then it was for like House of Blinds or something.
A
like,
blind guy.
A blind man.
What's
I was
wrong
like,
with you?
I don't. Because in my filter here, I thought blind man. Yeah.
No, as soon as you said a blind man is driving this vehicle, I thought, yeah, window blinds. Like,
yeah. Obviously, you know what? Whatever.
Only you.
Oh,
only
we you. Saw this place. So Josh and I took the long way back from a city we went to, and we drove by this little hole in the wall, kind of little hair shop. You know, like there's always like those little hair shops.
Yep.
This one was called Hair Force Designers. But what if it was like this? And then you have to do scissor chops at your, like when you salute.
It's so dumb. Looks like something you'd try to initiate at your goofy school.
Welcome to Hair Force Designers. Give out a little badge, make them wear it on their little shirt. God, it was too much. I couldn't even stop laughing about that. And then we were talking to Shannon and G-Dub this weekend, and their son mentioned he saw something on colorless TV.
Black and white?
He called it colorless TV. I couldn't even. Oh, my God, it was too much.
Yeah.
It was too much. I remember asking Dad one time if all his pictures, if any time, like when he went outside, was it black and white?
Because I remember him laughing about
it. Just that. Hysterical. Cause I was like, when did color come in? Like, when did you start to see color? Right. Because as a kid, I saw all black and white photos.
Right. So you assume when they went outside, it was black and white. I remember he even implied that he remembers the day when color, he got up in the morning and there was color or something. Yeah. I remember him saying something along the lines of, and I just was like, what the hell? What's wrong with you? Blind guy driving this vehicle.
Right. Oh, and then we're down here by this. So we go to the grocery store that had that truck, right? The vinyl siding in the front of the truck.
Oh, yeah.
In the grill, and it's
soft at the blow. It said
text Ingles, right? The grocery store is called Ingles, I-N-G-L-E-S, and it said text Ingles, and I was like, whoa, you say that too quick, it's like testicles.
Testicles.
Hang on, I'll be right back. I gotta go text Ingles. I mean, if you sing it, say it too fast. I mean, you shouldn't be. A little too quick.
Do you have any friends or family that you prefer to text because they are talkers?
Oh.
Like the other day, we were on their way home and I said, oh, I'm going to. I almost said the name. I said, oh, I'm going to see if so-and-so wants to do something.
Yeah.
And so I went to, Andrea could hear me texting. And she's like, why don't you just call him? I don't know. I said, he is a talker and we'll be home in 15 minutes and I'm not going to get stuck getting home.
Talking to him and then waiting to see if he wants to come over.
Right.
Yeah.
I said, I'll just, and then she's like, and I don't know. And then we start talking about friends and family that we have that we do. There's certain people we only text. And then there's some that we only call. Like Dad, I only call Dad because he doesn't know how to text.
Right.
He doesn't, if you leave him a voicemail, he doesn't know how to check it.
Yep.
So you have to call him. And get a hold of him to talk to him. That's the only way.
Yeah.
I thought about posting a YouTube video because he's real big into YouTube right now.
Yeah, I think he's watching all my videos. And actually, that's why I started putting them on there. And actually, if you ever call Ronnie Jones, you, any of the listeners, ever call Ronnie Jones and just start talking to him, this is how he answers. Ah, I'm trying to peel potatoes. I know. That's how he answers the phone.
It always starts out with,
I'm trying to watch Judge Judy. And you're well, I don't know why you're mad at me about it. You answered.
I know. Hello. Are you home? I was going to come by and give you that $10 I owe you. I guess I'll be here. Well, that does not sound real inviting.
You know what? Actually, I'll just keep the $10 and for my pain and anguish of my hearing hole on this call.
He's like that even if he calls and wants to go to the movies. Like, hey, do you want to go to the movies? Well, since you make it sound so appealing, you know.
I know.
I wish I could say he didn't talk that loud in the movies, but he does.
Oh, yeah. He'll be like, oh, that's fake.
Yeah.
And you're like,
oh, saw that coming.
Yeah. Used to be so embarrassed when he'd go to the movies. Like, you want to hang out with him because he is super funny, you know, and at the same time you pray to the movie gods that he does not talk. And he worked at the shop for 30 whatever years, and that's where he lost all his hearing. Or maybe just me laughing all the time, I don't know. But anyways, he can't hear, so he talks to make up for him not being able to hear.
One thing he'll do at the movies is you'll be sitting there watching a movie. You could be an hour into the movie, and if that movie freezes up or it skips, even if it just real quick or some, because now movies aren't on reel to reels like they were 10 years ago. They're all beamed in.
Yeah.
Like they go to space and then back and then you're watching it. And so sometimes
I thought that was funny.
Oh, well, I'm serious. But either way, sometimes there's a glitch in that, you know, and as soon as there is, he's the first and loudest one in the crowd to be like, hell yeah, free movie passes. And then he starts getting people around him. He's like, hell yeah. And he's looking around like, we get free movies now. Yeah. Up, we get free movies. Like telling this to everybody that's looking at him, and people are like, hell yeah, free movies. And he gets like a bunch of people on board with this that yeah. they end up getting free movies.
Right.
All because like the sound crapped out for 8 seconds.
Yeah.
But you're sitting there like,
this is embarrassing.
I paid for him.
He got a free movie.
He's rolling this thing into a second endeavor. It is what it is, but that he does that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or he has to hurry up and go to the bathroom and then ask what he missed.
Yeah. Yeah. And then as soon as you tell him, he's like, I saw that coming.
Oh, man.
He's all right.
He can't help it. He cannot help it. Cannot help it. So this weekend, one of our friends was telling us the story of this like inappropriate jacket, okay, that was listed on, I'm guessing, like, I thought it was an ad on Craigslist, okay? And then he starts telling us like this whole elaborate long story, and right in the middle of it, I was like, oh my God, all that was posted on Craigslist? Now, in my mind, because I saw the picture, I thought this was a posting on Craigslist, okay? I didn't see the Craigslist posting. I only saw the picture of what would have been sold. And they were like, they were choking on their food, crying, laughing, because he's like, no, I know this guy. Like, but it was a big, a long, elaborate story. And I just assumed it was a Craigslist ad. Like, why would somebody be putting all that personal information out on Craigslist?
Was he telling you stuff about the owner of the jacket? Oh, yeah, that would have been crazy.
To yeah, find all that out. Like, yeah, there was a death involved in all this crazy business. And I was like, whoa, that is like, that
TMI.
Is, yeah. And I was like, all that was in the posting? That is too much. Oh, God, that was real funny.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, why don't we take a quick commercial break there, Jeffy?
All right, let's do that.
Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Side Effects. Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, dizziness, itching, phlegm, itchy crotch, redness around the eyes, sore back, clubfoot, outbursts of anger, delusions, illusions, magical powers, superhearing, hyperspeed, warped leg syndrome. The next segment of So Much Energy is brought to you by the grossest sentence in the English language, which is, while still in my panties, I vomited from my jowls a chunky curd of phlegm that was dripping with roaches and maggots and mucus, and gurgled a moist egg yolk while I blogged about it. There you have it, the grossest sentence in the English language. Now back to the show.
That's disgusting!
Uh-huh. I was like...
Did you make that up or did you find it?
No, I found that. I happened to be looking up the grossest words in the English language.
Yeah.
And then I came across that, which was a sentence that somebody compiled, which included a bunch of the grossest words in the English language.
Gross.
I know.
That's disgusting.
Yep.
Oh,
smegma.
Man.
Smegma. You ever heard of the word smegma?
Yeah.
You know what smegma is?
Yeah. Isn't it kind of like, is it like I want to say pus?
It's the secretion of a sebaceous gland, specifically the cheesy sebaceous matter that collects between the gland's penis and the foreskin. Smegma.
No, that's disgusting.
Or moist.
Yeah. I don't really... People get so disgusted at that, I don't... That doesn't, I don't know. I always think of chocolate cake.
Yeah, I think of something that's like, yeah, that. I don't ever think like moisture or something like sweaty or like, bleh. I always think that, like cake, sponge cake, I would say.
Yeah.
I got a lot of these off of Bustle, which gets them off of Reddit.
Yeah.
They were asking for like basically the grossest words in the English language.
Okay.
And crap load of people submitted things, you know what I mean? That's where a lot of that come from.
Okay.
How about this for a gross word? 144. That's a gross. A dozen of a dozen is a gross.
Oh, stupid. I was like, there's got to be something mathematical to that.
Do you know why no one ever talks about 288? That's too gross.
Oh, stupid.
Here's another gross word. Pustule.
Oh, yeah. That's, I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's a gross definition.
Yeah.
How about engorge?
Yeah, that sounds gross.
Yep. Phlegm. Ointment?
Ointment doesn't bother me because I think of salve.
Yeah, I think a salve or a balm.
Like Grams and her salve.
Yeah, and her ointment. She always had. Masticate?
Yeah. What?
Masticate? To grind or crush food? Like, or as
oh, like when you're chewing?
Teeth. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's masticating. Daddy. People use the word daddy when you're used by an adult.
That's weird.
Yep, that is weird. Panties. Did I say panties?
No.
People don't like the word panties.
Yeah.
Curd.
Oh, curd. Curd is like, curd is weird word. Like cheese curd, I don't mind.
Yeah. Rural.
That's just rural. Hard to say. Rural.
I feel like you can't, if you open your mouth too far and you try to pronounce rural.
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 You're like,
if you don't open your mouth, it comes out rural.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, don't enunciate it.
You almost don't even, you just kind of roll right over that second R. Like, rural.
It's kind of like in Tennessee here, all the VILLEs, like Ville. Like it, like in Michigan, it would be Ortonville.
Yep.
Here, it's VUL. That's how they pronounce it. Vol. Like they barely move their mouth. Like Ortonville.
Ortonville. Yep. I can see that. Slurp.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Why are you slurping your food?
Yep. Mucus.
Ew.
Pulp.
I don't mind that because there's a place here. And remember the SNL skit where Stefan would come on and he would talk about like, oh, are you looking for a nightclub that does this? Go to Pulp. But there's a place, there's like a newsletter place here in Tennessee called Pulp. And it's a, it's like a little like random paper. And we always associate Pulp to that, to Stefan. Like, I saw the van driving the other week and I took a picture and sent it to our friends. And I was like, are you looking for a nightclub that drives around and finds you? Pulp.
Oh, here, speaking of gross words, check out this shirt I got.
Okay.
You see, it's a Garbage Pail Kids. Look at Puketacular. Comic Connor. It says Comic Connor, and the guy's all Comic Conned out.
Yep.
Puketacular shirt. It's all over print. It's got it. I'm all over the back, all over the front.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Here's something come up at work. What's something that's acceptable for a man to carry that's equivalent to like a woman's purse?
Kind of like a man bag?
You know, that's what I said at work. Yeah. I don't think that's, I mean, it's acceptable. Yeah. The guy at work asked me that. He's like, hey, he was bitching that his wife carries all this stuff in a purse and all he gets is a wallet and a few pockets on a coat. But now that it got a little bit nice out, he wasn't wearing his coat. So he come walking into work carrying a bunch of stuff that's normally in his coat pocket.
Just in his hand?
Yeah. He come in. Oh, yeah. He had his cigarettes. He had a cell phone, his wireless earbuds, can of pop or Monster or something. Uh-huh. Also carrying his coffee, bag lunch, like all this stuff. And I even told him, like, no, you wouldn't even fit all that in a coat pocket. What you're carrying is more than you would carry in a coat pocket.
Right.
And he was saying that, asking me like, well, it's acceptable. I go, a man bag, just get a man bag. After a few derogatory terms and whatnot.
Yeah.
I then suggested a briefcase. I said, how about a briefcase? You look professional. Briefcase.
Right.
I think ultimately he ended up settling on like, I suggested a JanSport.
Yeah, or like I got like a crossbody bag that just is like, it's almost like a sideways fanny pack.
Yeah, but he was looking to carry like a backpack worth of crap.
I don't know. Like my buddy carries he's always got like a satchel on and it almost looks like, remember in safety, like when you were the safety for school and it almost had like that seatbelt looking that orange seatbelt kind of material.
Yeah, I know he's what you're saying.
He's got a bag that he wears all the time in his videos that he does for that. So, oh. And it's got a big old clip up here in the top of it.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah. It always reminds me of like, actually, you know what it reminds me of? The newspaper game. News or Paperboy on Nintendo. Yeah.
Yep.
And it was like, you just, like he was on his little Excite bike and then would just throw the paper at the house.
Yep. Chucking them.
Yeah.
Yep. That's almost a, be a sweet idea. It's like an old newspaper bag.
Yeah.
Like, that's just kind of open more.
Yeah. That's what I have. That's actually what I use for my purse. Oh, I have it right here. Look at like, so it's actually made out of, it's an old cement bag.
Oh, yep. Nice.
Yep. So, and then it's just got like, they sewed it all together. It was a feed bag, actually, I think.
Oh.
Like food feed, you know?
Yep.
Like, yep.
Yep. Old feed bag.
Yeah.
That's a lot more convenient than what I carry. I carry this box.
Oh, like a little Christmas. Oh, so then when people are like, oh, you got me a gift? And then they open it up and it's like your zigzags.
Yep. You put your weed in there.
They're like, man, I thought you were giving me a gift. And I opened it up and there's like, whoa.
Oh, no. Close that box. What are you doing?
Yeah. Get out of my big league chew, man.
Loaded up with sunflower seeds. Just carry them in a random box.
They're like, man, what's up with that guy? He's got like 4 pennies and a sunflower seeds in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. You know what I caught a special on of that I haven't thought about in a long time? Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, so great. Do you remember, did you see them at the palace?
Yeah, I've seen them like 4 times.
Yeah, they
always
were great.
Against the Washington Generals.
Oh, really? That's funny.
It's only, I'm pretty sure that's the only team they played. Well, you know how it's always kind of like a little bit of a skit going on?
Yeah.
I always feel like, obviously, the Washington Generals, as many times as you've played the Harlem Globetrotters, you almost feel like it's like watching like Cobra against G.I. Joe. It's like, what are you doing? You know that it's not going to work.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's how I felt the Washington Generals. Like, these poor saps.
Or like, shouldn't you be slapping the ball out of somebody's hand by now?
I know. Anytime that he sticks it out, you know he's going to chuck it behind him. He's just going to hand you the ball. I don't know. Nope, that was entertaining to me this week.
Yeah. A little choreography.
Yep. Anything exciting going on over there?
Yeah. So this week, last week I did a video on are people shoulding on you? Like, are people just putting their should on you? You know, like you should this, should that. Right. Yep. Like, are they just shoulding on you? And then I talked about having a should hood. Like, just wear a hoodie to keep all the should off you.
Should-hood.
I was laughing about should-hood. Actually, driving back from the comedy show in South Carolina, I was just, you know, zoned out and thinking about funny stuff. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, should-hood. And then, nice. So we have planted some grass seed in the back. And I called Dad to get his whole, like, he gave me, like, a whole playbook on how to grow grass. Like, Ronnie Jones is,
what
like,
you should be putting down. You got to put this down, and you got to put this down.
Yeah, he's got, like, a whole regimen. And he's like, you got to get screen topsoil. Don't be getting that crap. They'll bring you dirt and cement and everything else in that.
Rocks
and I was
in
like,
it. You'll be hitting rocks with your mower, and you'll be raking rocks out of your yard till you're, yeah.
Right. And his lawn is like the plushest thick. Like if you think of like equal to carpet, when you go get carpet and it's like the pad is like 3 inches thick compared to like just the flimsy carpet. And you're like, man, this is real hard. Like you're walking on cement. No, yeah. His is like the 3-inch plush carpet, but it's grass. So like, it's pretty serious. So I didn't end up doing what he told me. We went and got other dirt and laid down a whole bunch of grass seed. I've been cheering the grass seed on every day. I feel like I've been like, if I go out there and talk to it, like, come on, we can do this. Like,
what you should do is put a Bluetooth speaker next to it and play some soothing music.
but change it in case there's like a mood change of like, you can do it. And then like subliminal growth instead of subliminal bedwetting, it could be like subliminal growth patterns.
Or just get like marching band. I could just see the grass growing to like bam, 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 bam.
Right. And then So we've been watering it. I've been watering it 3 times a day out there. So Jesus, I keep moving.
Flooding it.
Yeah, keep. Well, I just put the sprinkler on for a little bit each time, but I keep moving the sprinkler around. And
all you're doing is luring up the worms that are going to bring the birds that are going to steal your seed.
Yeah. Yep. And they're pretty fat little birds back there, too. Nice. So, yeah, that's been funny. And
I was going to say that the town over from us at the farm and garden, they got a sign out front right now. It says it's a 7-step fertilizer plan for your lawn.
Yeah.
And you know, dad drives past that and is like, I'd make it 15.
Seven. That's for babies.
Sissies.
Yeah. So I just want like some nice plush grass where we have dirt right now, because I feel like when he comes back, like I just want to be proud of that lawn. Like, yeah, I told you to do that, even though I didn't do it, but I'm still fingers crossed for it coming out right.
Yep. Probably end up killing it is what yeah. it is.
And then, you know how like as an adult, you get super excited about like toys, but they're not really, you know, like a new lawnmower. And you're like, oh yep. man. So I have an electric lawnmower that is just so sexy. I just love it. Right. And today I ordered a leaf vacuum. Like it's an actual like vacuum for your lawn. It's a leaf vacuum.
Does it look more like a blower or a Roomba?
Yeah. No, let me show you because, okay, it'll take me a minute to find this picture. It's like a vacuum, and then it's got a side tube that you can take off and then vacuum like back behind the bushes for the leaves, because we have so many leaves. We have like our whole backyard is just full of trees, and like so I have to rake, and then the city will come and pick things up at the road, which is super cool. Except when they don't come and then the leaves blow all over the neighborhood, I don't think they appreciate right. that.
No, hell no.
Okay, here it is.
Oh, what the heck?
It looks like a lawnmower.
Can you turn it into a blower? It looks like you should be able to turn that into
no,
a blower.
No, it's just a vacuumer. And it's just got
sucks, no yep, blows.
And then on this part right here, you can take the tube out and then it's a wood chipper.
All right. Just for so people on podcasts, it looks like a self-propelled lawnmower with a 20-inch cut, except
yeah.
where the motor would be is a motor for a vacuum.
Yeah.
And there's a guard coming off the front that clearly sucks up leaves.
Right. Yep. So because but it takes 8 bags of leaves down to 1 mulch bag.
I thought you were going to say 8D batteries.
No, but my lawnmower is battery operated and I couldn't get it to work all of a sudden, like because we had mulched all the leaves and then we put the bag on to suck them up, you know, and then put them into bags. And it was just a lot. And so then I couldn't get it to work. And then I like cleaned the terminals off of the battery connection to make sure, because it was like, you know, like I was like, you're on a battery. I don't know what the hell. Then I'm like, is there a fuse? I don't know what's happening right now. So I went back out there and realized there's like a key in every time where I put the battery in, and I have never even looked at that thing, and it was loose. So when I opened up the flip lid to put the lithium battery in there, the key just fell out. And I was like, oh, stupid Jenny, you got to put the key in. It's still got a key.
Embarrassing.
I know.
That thing suck up snow in the winter?
No.
Yeah, well.
No. It is funny though. I have a little baby kid's shovel that I use when it snows here because it's my size and it's shorter to the ground.
Nice. Nice.
Yep.
You got any pep in your step?
Yeah, I got pep in my step.
Do
this
you?
Week. I do. I run a lot, so you should see me leaving the store every time. I just run like a little kid. You know, little kids just run. I just run every time. I don't care if it's Home Depot, Walmart, the grocery store. I just run.
I stumble. just go out for a stumble.
Yeah. Oh, hey, real quick. But that just reminded me. I ran into the credit union the other day and they're like, hey, how's it going? It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm like, I'm drunk. And everyone's like, what?
Were you?
I don't drink. That's why I was
fucking. I thought maybe it did.
So they were like, oh God, well, we weren't trying to be judgy, but that would be day drinking. So, and then the one guy was like, yeah, my first thought was, oh my God, did she drive here?
I seen her come around the drive-thru 4 times before she got out of the car.
She just kind of ping-ponged off the drive-thru and then just kept going out of there. Yeah, so that was super funny. But yeah, pep on my step. So two fun things this week. Huh?
I forgot we asked that. Go ahead.
Yeah. So this Friday, I'm hosting an NLP class, which is neuro-linguistic programming, which is how your brain takes information in, how do we process it, the language we use once we process that, and then the programming that we've had, which actually takes place between from 0 to 7, ages 0 to 7 is when most of our programming is. So by the time we're in second grade, that's where most of our beliefs come from. Kind of crazy. So when people are like, I don't know why I'm acting like that. Well, it's because you were programmed way back when. And so we can go through that. It's a $97 investment. There's still room in the class. And then if you're like, well, that sounds cool, but I need something more intense, or at a slower pace, I'm offering a 12-week program, which is called like back to basics or like foundational building, where we're going to tear a bunch of stuff down, like your programming. And then we're going to work our way back up to you finding your happiness. So even if you're like, well, I'm a little bit happy, but I want some easy steps,
right?
You know, like, cause like, you know, I'm at joy at like 90% of the time and running. Yep.
I've talked to you at 4:30 in the morning on my way to work.
Yeah. And not me. And I'm not like
too much.
Yeah. It's too much. That's why I don't talk to you till about noon when you're ready for me. So yeah. So like I wake up and people are like, how much coffee do you drink? And I'm like, zero.
I tell people like, cause I wake up, people at work, I was like, what time do you get up to get here? You know? And I say like 3:30.
Yeah.
No, but I really don't wake up till like 1:15.
PM.
Uh-huh. Like after lunch, about an hour and a half after lunch is when I finally like, all right, let's do something.
Yeah, that's when I get to. Yeah, I'm on just autopilot till then.
Nice.
So I'm offering a 12-week program where we'll do a video on Mondays and then we do group coaching on Wednesday. It's going to be super fun and interactive and we're all going to grow together. And I'm excited about that. So I will put the link in the episode for that if you're interested in that. It's an investment of $397. So yeah, that's where we're at. Good times. How about your pep in your step or your tripping out of wherever you're going?
Stumbling, Jen.
Yeah.
You ever stumble when you're running, like a rumble?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I've had that. But I usually trip and then I can't stop laughing. And then, you know, thank God that my wrist didn't snap if I fell. So
I don't even bother putting my hands out.
Yeah. Oh, you just face plant?
Yeah, whatever happens. Oh. Whatever. Just let it come natural.
Oh.
If my hands are meant to go out, they'll go out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's a reflex, you hope for the best.
Right.
Yeah, fight or flight, you hope just interacts when it should.
Yeah, if I put my hands out, then it draws more attention to like, what's going on with that guy? If you just hit the ground and you just stop moving. And I notice too, sometimes you lay there 10, 15 seconds, you feel like people are looking over there and then they just carry on and then you get up, brush yourself
But like
up.
They saw you and then now they don't.
You put your hands out and catch yourself or hurt your wrist and now you're rolling and then all of a sudden they see you getting up off the ground.
You'd rather just risk that cement getting embedded into your elbows.
When you look over and you're like, leave me alone, Gary, go get your own mail.
Get out of my business, Karen. Gary.
He's always watching me and judging. I know he is. He's like 300 yards away, but I know I could see it in his eyes.
Yeah. Make you sick.
Why I'm on it, Gary, you're going to mow your lawn 3 times a week this year? 3 times. Mows his yard like 2-3 times a week. I get it. You're retired. Quit bragging.
Right. The lady we used to live by, she would mow the lawn with her riding mower and then push mow it all again.
Get a hobby.
But it was like 2 or 3 times a week.
Nice.
No, that is not nice. That's psychotic. I mean, like, I love a sexy lawn, but I give it time to grow. You know what I mean? I give that lawn some space. I'm not a control freak like that. I'm like,
make sure you screen it.
Yeah.
Anyways, Pep and my step, Jen, did you watch that show I told you about earlier in the week? People Just Doing Nothing.
Yes, I did try to watch that.
You couldn't make it?
I picked the Ed Sheeran episode.
What? I never.
Is there one?
No.
Oh.
What did you watch?
I looked up People Doing Nothing, and it was
on
like
YouTube?
It was like a whole show.
No, yeah, that was like an interview with them and Ed Sheeran on some show over in the UK.
Oh, yeah, they were excited because they were going to meet somebody famous, and then they were asking Ed Sheeran to go get their pop and stuff, and then they were like, no, man, this is Ed Sheeran. He's like, who? What? No.
You got to watch that show. I watched the whole series.
Okay.
It was too much, Jen.
Too much.
People Just Do Nothing. It's about four pirate radio. They're four buddies that have like a pirate radio station over in the UK.
Yeah.
And it's at a secret location because they constantly think they're getting shut down by the government. Meanwhile, their broadcast signal maybe goes 100 yards out from the building. But the way these guys talk and rap and carry on about just the radio and their everyday lives are like, they are the whip.
Yeah.
They are it.
Okay.
And everyone knows it. Nobody knows it. Nobody knows these four guys from a random ass apartment. Though.
Right.
It is hilarious. Though.
Okay.
It's right on par with Dairy Girls.
I'll give it another chance. Yeah.
You got to watch it. It's on Netflix. I don't know what you were watching.
I know what you were watching
because I did look up more stuff after the show ended on YouTube. And I seen that clip. I didn't watch it, but I did see a clip of them and Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
I thought they were both guests on the same show, like some kind of late show over somewhere.
I don't know what was happening.
But I would say that, Jen. And I'd read two books over the past 3 weeks, I'd say.
Okay.
One was a short story. Let me start. The first one I read was called Rage by Richard Bachman.
Okay.
And it was a book about a kid who loses it, takes a school hostage. It was written back in like, I want to say 71, maybe 68. Maybe the book takes place in the late 60s, but I think it was written in the early 70s.
Yeah.
And it was written by Richard Bachman, which I thought, man, I'm going to look up more. I'm going to find more books that this guy has written. Come to find out, Richard Bachman is a pen name for Stephen King that Stephen King was using before Stephen King.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why. That's probably why I ended up like it. I didn't even know that. But come to find out, that book was taken out of circulation like mid to late 80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Stephen King ended up having it taken out of circulation because he felt it was promoting school violence.
Okay.
We're talking like mid 80s, I think this was.
That's before it actually was
happening. I know. Yeah. But he didn't want it to look like it was...
just like the catalyst for that happening.
Yeah, he didn't want, because it kind of, I can't think of what's the word I'm trying to think, like fantasizes it.
Okay.
You know what's the word?
Yep.
Makes it look more glorious than it is.
Right.
Because in the book, this kid ends up getting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I ended up, and then that led me into, after going to the store, trying to find more Richard Bachman books, I ended up coming across The Body, which was Stand By Me.
Okay.
The book that Stephen King wrote called The Body.
Okay.
I ended up getting that, picking that up, reading it. And then just last night started The Catcher in the Rye.
Okay.
Yep. So I'd say those three books put pep in my step over the past week or two.
Cool.
And the show People Just Do Nothing. On top of that, Jen, I had gotten my stuff together finally and completed editing two or three episodes that we were able to put out on Roku and on YouTube.
Yeah.
So anybody listening, go to YouTube or Roku, check out the latest episode.
Oh my gosh. The videos are so funny just because like when we're laughing and stuff and cannot keep it together, like, especially if you listen to the one with Jeff Harry, you'll see the part with our hands. Like when we're laughing about our like tiny hands in the back, you know, like it was just so weird. And just seeing how hard he was laughing was cracking me up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So if anybody has a moment, go on YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost all of our episodes from February through now, I think, are on there.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
I'm working back. Yeah, I think we started on episode 66 posting on there. And so now we're on, I think, 71. So, yeah.
And I'm working backwards now from the episodes from when we started putting them on there. So if you only see like what, 8 or 9 episodes on there, eventually there will be more as I'm working backwards.
Yeah.
Getting them to you to get on there.
Right. So, definitely subscribe to our YouTube channel because there's also other videos that I put out every day on there. Yep. So I do live videos as well and put them on there.
Do you have things put on playlists so people
can? Yeah.
Could click on.
Hello? Yes. Sorry. It cut out. Yes. So,
I thought you froze up. I didn't know what happened.
Oh, yeah. No, it did freeze up. So the question was, do we have playlists on YouTube that they can just look up the playlist? Yes. So I have them marked as like.
Yeah, for the podcast or for live videos. Yeah,
part the podcast or motivational or laughing. So I put laughing meditation as separate. So I'm actually working my way back to identify those in different playlists. Yeah. So great question.
Nice. Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent. Awesome. Well, I'm excited for this week. I'm excited for next week. We'll have, we recorded a podcast with Lisa Zerotny. She's hilarious. So next week's episode will be so funny. Yes. And
it'll be positively productive.
Yeah. You'll see that was her website.
Positively
later.
Productive. I wasn't sure if you'd catch that.
Right. Yeah, no. Okay, cool. Well, I will see you again next week.
All right.
Okay. Put good luck out here. So much energy out there for you.
Yep. So much Jeff and Jenergy.
So much Jeff and Jenergy. Bye.